תפילת החברים.
Prayer of the friends. Creator of the world, with much gratitude for the opportunity to connect with the entire world Kli, we ask that you help us bestow to the friends and connect all the sparks. Please, let us get from the love of others to the love of the Creator. Please give health, strength, and joy on the path to the entire world Kli, that we will truly and sincerely reach adhesion with you. Hear the prayer of the friends, and all this in order to give you contentment.
Close to your mouth and speak loudly and clearly. Rabash, according to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself. According to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself, all the details of the 612 mitzvot are contained in this rule. It is, as our sages said, the rest is its commentary. Go study. This means that by keeping the 612 mitzvot, we'll be rewarded with the rule, love thy friend, and following that, the love of God. Thus, what does love of friends give us? It is written that by gathering a few friends together, since they each have but a small force of love of others, meaning they can carry out the love of others only potentially, when they implement it, they remember that they have decided to relinquish self-love in favor of love of others. But in fact, one sees that he cannot relinquish any pleasure of the will to receive in favor of another, not even a bit. However, by assembling a few people who agree that they have to achieve the love of others, when they annul themselves before one another, they are all intermingled. Thus, in each person there accumulates a great force according to the size of the association. And then each can execute the love of others in actual fun.
So
what do the details of the 612 mitzvot give us, which we said are in order to keep the rule, since the rule is kept by love of friends? And we see that in reality there is love of friends among the secular too. They too gather in various circles in order to have love of friends. What then is the difference between religious and secular? The verse says, nor sat in the seat of the scornful. We must understand the prohibition of the seat of the scornful. If he slanders or speaks idle words, then the prohibition is not because of a seat of scornful. So what does the seat of the scornful give us? Actually, the meaning is that when a few people come together for the purpose of love of friends, with the intention that each and every one will help his friend improve his corporeal state, Each anticipates that by having more meetings, they will profit from society and improve their corporeal state. However, after all the meetings, everyone calculates and sees how much they have received from this association for the self-love, what the will to receive has gained by it, since they invested time and effort to benefit society. So what have they gained by it? One could probably succeed if engaged in self-benefit, at least a part of his own efforts. But I entered the association because I thought that through it, I would be able to gain more than I could gain alone. But now I see that I have gained nothing.
Then
one regrets and says, I would be better off using my own little strength instead of giving my time to society. However, now that I have given my time to society in order to gain more properties through help from the society, I finally realized that not only did I not gain anything from society, I even lost what I could have gained alone.
And
when someone wishes to say that love of friends should be engaged in for the purpose of bestowal, that everyone should work to benefit others, everyone laughs and mocks him. It seems to them like a kind of joke. And this is the seat of seculars. It is said about it, but sin is a reproach to any people, and every grace they do for themselves. Such a society detaches one from holiness and casts him into the world of mockery. This is the prohibition of the seat of the scornful. The sages said about such societies, disperse the wicked, better for them, better for the world. In other words, it is better that they do not exist. However, in it is opposite with the righteous. Assemble the righteous, better for them and better for the world. What is the meaning of righteous? It is those who want to keep the rule, love thy friend as yourself. Their sole intention is to exit self-love and assume a different nature of love of others. And although it is a mitzvah, a commandment that should be kept, and that one can force oneself to keep, love is still something that is given to the heart. And the heart disagrees with it by nature. What then can one do to make love of others touch the heart? This is why we were given the 612 mitzvot, day of.
They
have the power to induce a sensation in the heart. However, since it is against nature, that sensation is too small to have the ability to keep love of friends de facto, even though one has a need for it. Hence now he must seek advice on how to actually implement it. And the advice for one to be able to increase his strength in the rule, love thy friend, is by love of friends. If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when one has great strength, he can execute the love of others. And then, when one has great strength, he can execute love of others. And then he can achieve the love of God. But the condition is that each will annul before the other. However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Thus, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend. It is like writing numbers. If you first write 1 and then 0, it is 10 times more. And when you write 2 zeros, it is 100 times more. In other words, if his friend is number 1 and the 0 follows it, it is considered that 1 receives from his friend 10 times more. And if he says that he is double 0 compared to his friend, he receives from his friend 100 times more. However, if it is to the contrary, and he says that his friend is 0 and he is 1, then he is 10 times less than his friend, 0.1. And if he can say that he is 1 and he has 2 friends who are both zeros compared to him, then he is considered 100 times less than 0. Meaning he is 0.01. Thus, his degree lessens according to the number of zeros he has from his friends. Yet, even once he acquires that strength and he can keep the love of others in actual fact and feels his own gratification is bad for him, still do not believe in yourself. There must be spiritual fear of falling into self-love in the middle of the work. In other words, should one be given a greater pleasure than he is used to receiving, although he can already work in order to bestow with small pleasures and is willing to relinquish them, he lives in fear of great pleasures. This is called fear, and this is the gate to receive the light of faith called the inspiration of the Shechina. As it is written in the Sulam commentary, by the measure of fear is the measure of faith. Hence, we must remember that the matter of love thy friend as thyself should be kept because it is a mitzvah. So the Creator commanded to engage in love of friends. Rabbi Akiva only speaks, only interprets this mitzvah that the Creator commanded, and intended to make this mitzvah into a rule by which to be able to keep all the mitzvot because of the commandment of the Creator and not because of self-benefit. In other words, it is not that the mitzvot should expand our will to receive, meaning that by keeping the mitzvot we would be generously rewarded. Quite the contrary, by keeping the mitzvot we will reach the reward of being able to annul self-love and achieve the love of others and subsequently the Lord, the love of God.
ולאחר כך לאהבת השם.
Now we can understand what our sages said about the verse, Vesamtem, placed them. It comes from the word sam, potion, as well as placed. If granted, it is a potion of life. If not granted, it is a potion of death. Not granted means that one engages in Torah and mitzvot to multiply self-love, so the body would acquire possessions in return for its work. If granted, one's self-love is nullified and he aims to receive a reward that is the strength for love of others.
שכל חשקו יהיה רק להשפיע נחת רוח להבורא.
His only wish
איך בפועל לעשות מעצמו
in practice to make himself zero relative to the friends.
בפועל זה כל אחד רואה מה ש
practically everyone sees what he has before him. What opportunities? But you see that it's an obligation. Necessary. It's not that you will just be like some mop. Rather, to do everything in order to help others.
Zero relative to what?
You need to help in all your opportunities to connect, to attain the goal of creation. What does he want? The goal of creation. So you need, with all your power, to see in what you can assist him.
This means making the friend into one. To grow him?
Yes, yes.
And what does it mean to make myself a zero? What is this action?
That you operate
The question I always asked is, how can I truly annul myself before a friend, even when I can't stand him? How do you do it?
But why can't you stand him?
He's telling me ugly words.
Meaning the Creator arranges already for you such feelings, attitudes towards such friends that you hate them. It's very good. Meaning he's giving you already a unique degree with what to begin. Love of friends.
I want to ask you, you spoke about the study at Rabash's. Did you really reveal this hate for between the friends, even though you were not that many people? You revealed hate?
Well, hate was barely revealed.
What did you have there?
Apathy.
People annulled, try to be zero.
I'd say neutral, like there is a gap between everyone.
So how can we advance? You keep saying
we need to advance upon this to get closer, nearer.
When you discover you can't stand him, you can advance. So the only thing you can do is annul yourself, and then what? I annul myself, and then what?
And then to feel that you are truly advancing in this, that you're getting closer and closer and closer to him. You understand, and as much as you will pass this border between you, and you will try to incorporate in him, and him in you, then by this, you will feel in your participation some new force.
That's the whole story. Overcome this desire.
To overcome the repulsion, the rejection.
Thank you.
The rejection is the force that the Creator made. And we need to overcome it. And that, then to the extent that we overcome, we begin to feel two as one. In a bit. And then out of this, already we begin to reach spiritual sensations. All right?
Ken Yaakov.
Yes, Yaakov.
How does the system work to understand that the more mitzvot, the more commandments a person does, his self-love will go down and his love for the others, for the Creator, will grow as a result of certain actions?
No.
First of all, don't ask me about the entire system. I don't want to yet speak about that. We need together to open it up out of our experience, out of our actions. What we do need is to understand that only in coming closer between us do we attain that same state that is revealed, that the force of connection is revealed among us. And within the force of connection, the Creator is revealed. And that's how we advance.
What shrinks self-love?
Self-love never shrinks. All who is greater than his friend, his ego is greater than him. And we, upon this self-love, we need to be in love of others, the mutual love between us. And then all our force of ascent is the evil force. Even more and more and more that I love myself and hate the other and reject them and rise above this rejection, this repulsion, to love. Love covers all crimes. That's actually the rule.
So when a person discovers how important he is to himself all the time, what is the action he should take right now?
That he is important to himself? Now his action is to make the effort to take one step towards the friend in order to be closer to him.
Ken?
Yes.
And then he discovers that even more that he enters inwards.
That's called love covers all crimes. That the more we will advance, we will also discover more, even more crimes.
How can I help a friend reveal? Reveal what's bothering him. Each one should help his friend.
Just show him that there is nothing more important, nothing greater than connection.
But the aim and the passion is for love of the Creator.
Right.
I notice that oftentimes I exert in the 10 and actions, but it's not organized properly, that the intention behind it is love of the Creator. I engage in love of friends because I need to, because we learned that somehow beyond it you reach love of the Creator. Question about this, to make it more precisely look at it, what is the flaw in it?
You think that by this that you engage in love of friends, you reach love of the Creator?
I understand this is what I need to think. But in practice, I find that I'm not always thinking about it.
So why are you engaging in love of friends?
Because I got used to it, and somewhere in the back of my mind, I know that this is how you get to that goal, but it's not before my eyes. The Creator is not the goal in each and every moment.
That's the problem. If the Creator is not the goal, then what's the benefit of the actions?
That's the question.
Meaning that we need first of all to increase the goal, to enlarge the goal. And then from the goal, that it should be the most important of all. then we will get into realization. And realization is in connection between us.
Friends speak of it, meaning in the 10, they always say that this is the goal. The friends remind me of it, but they see that in me, it's not always revealed as the goal.
That's correct. That's how it is for everyone. And then we need to talk about that. We have no other goal besides to reach adhesion with the Creator.
Is this
something I need to look for? If I see that the goal is not precisely held within me, it should keep me restless. What does it mean to keep the commandment of love forcefully, love of friends forcefully?
That we make the effort, each one in himself, to enlarge the attitude to the others in love.
When we gather, we get the strength from one another by annulling before one another.
Right.
How important is that annulment that we do before one another? How significant it is to acquire the vessel of love of friends?
Well, very important. I don't know how to measure it, but it's very, very important.
You told Tzvika, if you reach hate, it's a very high degree. Why? We really need to reach a state where we feel how much we hate in order to reach greater love of friends.
The more we will advance, we will feel both connection and hate. These
love.
Need to make the effort to be tied to the friends to such an extent that it will protect me. If I begin some spiritual action, I don't know what it is and where it will end. But if I'm tied to the friends, if I'm truly in them, within them, then it protects me in some manner. And thus, that's how we need to constantly protect ourselves, keep ourselves, to be constantly in connection with Ten, say the group, and to be in the center.
We do all that, but I don't feel that fear that every moment, if I don't engage in love of friends, I might fall.
But according to what we learn, in each and every action, we first of all need to see ourselves as in the society, in the love of friends, within this action that we're increasing the connection between us, meaning the love, to such an extent that this love becomes a vessel for the revelation.
This equation is clear, but in order to check what is my intention, the reward of the Creator, what helps me here overcome so the Creator will be my reward?
In order that the Creator
will be the one who commands it and not the reward.
How can I do that? That's by the friends. That I receive such an impression from the friends that what they are doing all. Sometime, then it occurs.
If I understood you correctly, you said earlier that in each action that I do, I have to think of love of friends.
Right.
How do I do it? Now a certain desire is revealed in me. I work according to how much is possible. But in that desire, in this action, I'm thinking first of love of friends, then on the Creator. How do I make it more precise, this work?
You first of all think always about the Creator and love of friends as a means to reach love and connection with the Creator.
And then,
based on this
sentence, if everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass with a great power. So every friend needs to put in a little something, and the ten has to ensure this happens.
Yes, of course, that everyone shall connect and join this action to be tied to one another and reveal the connection in which the Creator will be revealed in them.
And how, as a ten, can we check it? We're doing it, that it's happening. How do we check it?
Only over time. That you are going as such together and because we can truly be greatly mistaken in that. We need connection to come nearer, and we don't let up on that. We don't let up on that. Don't concede it. There's no such thing that we can get farther just to not feel the gap between us, the distance between us. No, that's forbidden.
Itzik, ma.
Thank you.
Yes, Itzik?
He writes
in the article that they have to make of oneself zero toward the friends.
Right.
Then he says you have to make yourself zero twice.
Even 1,000, what's the importance?
Well, zero is an absolute thing. What can be less than zero? What does it mean to make yourself zero, double zero? What does it mean to annul twice?
How much distance is there between you and the friend? In this, that he is more successful, better, stronger, more drawn to the goal, and so on. That's how you measure.
No,
against every quality of his.
And I can't really say like that, and every quality, and what. But you measure. You understand more or less that, and this is better, and that is better, and this. And that's how I am, like, at the end, after everyone. That's how it is, on one hand. But that's because that's better, because if I annul towards them, then I am drawn after them. I am carried along with them.
But exactly on this, the beginning of the lesson, Dudi asked you, what does it mean to make yourself a zero before the friend? You told him, it means to help him attain the purpose of creation. Do everything to help him.
Okay.
Now Itzik asked, and he said, see him as successful, as great, as wise. What's the connection between these two?
I don't know what you're saying. What is successful, great?
I just told Itzik to make myself a zero before the friend, to see the friend is more successful than me, wiser than me, more bestowing than me, and so on. And to Dudi, you said, I heard him, you say that to make yourself a zero before the friend means to help him in everything so he would attain the action of creation.
No.
It's an action, it's not a determination.
I'm asking how to connect these two. You have to have both simultaneously?
It can be two different people, different times. No. Don't tie these things.
No, when I see that Rabash is giving me an advice, we have to make myself a zero before the friends. I will not realize his actualize his advice.
Right.
So in the 10, I have to work with these two forms. Yes, both?
Maybe find a few more. Yeah, well, what can we say? Look, how else can you do in order to show yourself that you're a zero with respect to the friends? It will help you to ascend. Yes. You don't understand that as much as you will try to do it, you will get actions better than anything I can tell you in all our lessons. Try practically, actively.
Rabash writes the example where he makes himself a zero and it's considered he's receiving from a friend 10 times more, and if he's a double zero, he receives from his friend 100 times more. We are not to receive, but to bestow. This example sounds like he's receiving more. What should I tell myself so that this example will not...
To the extent that you will feel yourself lesser than the friend, you can receive from him more light, receive more from the Creator through him.
I'm receiving from the Creator through the friend.
Of course, it's always one.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот какие-то мысли о себе вот крутятся в голове и в сердце. Как я теперь вот делаю себя нулем перед десятым?
I have thoughts about myself. How do I turn myself into a zero toward friends, toward life? I cancel the thoughts in my head and I think of the friends.
You are all entirely, all of you, invested, engaged only in this, in helping the friends to advance to correction. That's what you want to do. That's what you want to be in.
Я предположим в какой-то момент меня получилось на сейчас аннулировать мысли о себе.
Let's say that at some moment I was able to cancel my thoughts about myself and think of the friend and ask for them. What does it mean that I add another zero to this?
It's not important. Leave all these zeros. That's not important. You'll learn to count them afterwards. What's now important for you is that you help them in everything possible. In everything that you reveal that you can support them, to help them, do that. All right.
Тут интересный фокус, что просто когда ты читаешь статью, то кажется, что ты как бы с собой работаешь, чтобы аннулировать себя.
When you read the article, it sounds like as if you're working with yourself in order to annul yourself. But here what's important is the help of the friends. Not that I simply annul myself, but I help the friends. Is this the essence of it, the helping of the friends?
Yes. Ita 4.
Boker tov, Rav. Toda. Yesh haver she...
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. There's a friend who is in a descent. He told me, I don't need a society, I need to cleave to Rav with everything that's happening in my life. The question is, how do I reinforce, how do I convince this friend in order to help him out? Because I feel like I feel this torment in my heart.
We need to talk with him. We need to explain that alone we cannot. A person doesn't take himself out of the pit from the prison. He needs the society to help him, to escape from there, to save him. It's written in many places. And thus, just to sit and eat oneself up, it's not going to help. One must be in the society and to annul towards them. When we say from love of others to love of the Creator, there's additional work to reach that? Rav, no. Love of others ends in love of the Creator. Ultimately, the path is not long. Maybe it seems to us confusing right now, but it's rather simple. Just to rise above our ego.
Turkey 2.
Değerli Rav, alma arzusu kabı nasıl bir başkasını sevebilir?
How a person whose nature is entirely the will to receive and he cannot love anyone else because if it's not for his own personal interest, how can such a person suddenly reach love of others?
By the light that reforms, the upper light illuminates. And on what he illuminates, you love. And whatever he doesn't illuminate, you reject it from there, feel repulsed. It all depends on the upper light. And all our work is how we aim the upper light on us, so that we'll have a tendency to correct actions.
Belarus.
Вопросы десятки. Как отличить состояние равнодушия от пассивной отмены?
Question from the 10. How to distinguish between a state of indifference and passive annulment?
And
passive annulment. How do we distinguish between a state of indifference and active annulment?
I don't know if we can see it on the outside, but inside a person does need to investigate this and see what to do. With the indifference, despair, lack of forces, I think that the main thing for him is to hold on, grasp on to the society, and in each and every state that he should have only fear not to get farther from them, not to get distant from the society. Because if he exits the control of the society, the forces with which the society can influence him, then he is lost. Because the Creator operates within the society. To the extent that the friends think upon one another, the Creator is in them.
Morning, dear Rav.
Знаете, я обратила внимание, что я отношусь к нашему общему кли в десятке.
My question is, I noticed that I relate to our common vessel in the tent separately and then separately to each one of the friends. And my love for the mutual vessel is like of a mother to her child. Is this a good attitude?
Let it be like this for the meantime.
Понимаете, в тот момент, когда кто-то
another question, if possible,
наносит определенный вред вот этому кли, я начинаю.
The moment one of the friends seems to me is harming the common vessel, I begin to be protective of it, and the love for the friend disappears. What to do?
To rise even higher, think that they're all your children.
It's not that they're mothers of this vessel, but that they're all my children.
Components of this.
Gracias, Rav. Pregunta de un amigo. ¿Por qué si el método solo exige cambiar de lugar la importancia hacia los amigos, se insiste repetidamente en hablar del amor?
Why is the method based on changing the importance of friends and not talking about love, which is something that's easy to attain and easily confuses everyone, and that importance is much more realistic and it can be applied daily? So why do we focus on love of friends and not working on simply raising the importance of the friends?
Because the love also includes importance.
In
the end there, he writes about being rewarded. But we know our work and love of friends is in coercion. I can't do things because the body will always resist. How do I turn this coercion to a commandment for which I will later be able to be rewarded with love of the Creator?
Continue and see where it will bring you from one to another.
The question is there something about the person's exertion that he has to practically do more of it, but all that at the end everything comes through the prayer. You pray and then
you want to understand how the light influences us and how it changes us. So you can't understand everything. You're told that by this and this and that, this is how you go from side to side to side. But how exactly it's done, don't investigate that too much because you won't understand.
So, what does it mean that there's a possibility he will not be rewarded? A person can work and not be rewarded.
Why? If he does everything as it's written, he will be rewarded.
It's obligatory.
Yes. Kabbalists write to us.
We are
reading the article One Commandment from the writings of Bala Sulam. You can find it on our websites, on the Avot system. Article One Commandment. One Commandment. If he performs one mitzvah, commandment, he is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. There is no serving the Creator and observing the mitzvot except lishma, for her sake, meaning to bring contentment to one's Maker. Yet, our sages have already instructed to engage in Torah and mitzvot, even in lo lishma, not for her sake, since from lo lishma he will come to lishma. I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart for the necessary works, meaning merely to provide for one's sustenance. And in the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit. Again, Article One Commandment. If he performs one mitzvah, one commandment, he is happy, for he has sentenced himself and the whole world to the side of merit. There is no serving the Creator and observing the mitzvot except in lishma, for her sake, meaning to bring contentment to one's Maker. Yet, our sages have already instructed to engage in Torah and mitzvot, even in lo lishma, not for her sake, since from lo lishma, he will come to lishma. I say that the first and only mitzvah that guarantees the achievement of the aspiration to attain lishma is to resolve not to work for oneself, apart for the necessary works, meaning merely to provide for one's sustenance. And in the rest of the time, he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
I
would expect to say that the first and only mitzvah is love of friends, to
the means. There's no such thing as a love of friends being the end of the or the end of the road. It's an action by which we reach connection.
Why does he say that the only mitzvah, the only commandment to reach lishma, is to accept upon oneself not to work for oneself, but only merely for to provide for one's sustenance?
Because practically, in this way, we reach lishma.
Where
I'm working only for the sake of the other.
It's as if the main thing here. What does it mean not to work, not to work for one's needs, sustenance?
Anything that's not necessary for him. And he explains it later.
What does it
mean? The rest of the time he will work for the public to save the oppressed and every being in the world that needs salvation and benefit.
Yes, he cares about everyone in the world so they would lack nothing of their necessities, and he himself does not need them.
And
that is the only thing you need to do in order to reach Lishma?
Yes.
We are every created being in the world that needs
He tells you this law in general.
I don't understand.
What is considered the corrected world kli? That everyone cares about everyone else, so that there is no one that's left outside of the general concern of all the people in the world, right?
Yeah.
So what are you asking? Kiri explains this to us. There's nothing more than reaching a state where everyone.
From what I understand, we in Bnei Baruch, our influence on the world centralizes on one specific thing, to bring the wisdom of connection and correction to every person in the world and every language, whoever he is. Except for focusing on that there's endless work, we don't do any other action towards saving the oppressed. We're not giving money or medicine or, because we don't have all these things. So are we precise about what he's saying or not?
Yes. Because this is what we're able to do. If the Creator will suddenly drop some fund on us, so we'll learn how to share it with everyone. That's a very big trouble. Yes.
Rav Baal HaSulam כותב
Baal HaSulam writes that
מדבר על מידת ההכרחיות.
He speaks about the necessity. ההכרחיות
משתנה מאדם לאדם.
And that changes from person to person.
אנחנו מודדים את המידה הזאת.
How do we measure the necessity?
According to the extent that the person understands. And the more we advance, this extent changes.
עוד?
More?
זהו, כן.
That's it, yes.
רב, כשהוא מדבר על הכרחיות, הוא מדבר על גשמיות.
When he speaks about necessities, he speaks about corporeality or towards לא לשמה.
גשמיות ולא לשמה זה בעצם...
Corporeality and לא לשמה are basically, we can say, the same.
I'm
asking because we can see our needs, our bodily, corporeal needs, or towards our engagement in Torah and mitzvot and the reward we want to get from it. Should that also be restricted and limited?
No. That's not the way we should say. We don't need to restrict ourselves in the essential things. And what we need in order to exist, we need to have everything we should have. It's not that we limit ourselves.
So what's the right approach towards necessities, like what he's writing about?
Regarding the necessity, we have to make sure everyone gets their necessities as they should. It's not, you don't praise or condemn it.
How does that work with Lishma? Why is this what pushes us to Lishma?
If a person, first of all, cares about his necessities, he can exist in his basic level, which is the beastly life. Then he can rise to the human level that resembles the Creator.
But here he says that it's the thing that is leading us to Lishma. That if you have this, so that leads to Lishma.
If you care about your necessities no more than that, this will already... What do you mean, what's the advice?
How can you speed up the getting your mind around this correctly, to separate between necessities and spiritual advancement? How not to get confused?
We need to work in an essential way on the existence of a person, and no more than that. All the rest should be invested in a person's spiritual advancement. And if there's no flower, there's no Torah.
What should a person pay attention on keeping his necessities exactly only to keep his necessities? Or
yes, that's a must.
So he needs to constantly check himself that he's on his necessities, or
no.
Check
the necessities. More or less normal.
Because if he's paying attention to it, so he's constantly dealing with it, is he in this necessities only to keep his basic needs? Or should he not work for his own benefit, but for the others? Which this is outward. It's two different tendencies. What should he pay attention on?
The attention should be first on making sure he has what he needs in order to exist. That's one thing. Are you listening or are you reading? Listening. Is it clear what I told you?
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
Because it turns out that a person is constantly busy with himself. Am I in necessities? Am I not? Am I keeping what I need? Or
he should examine it, do it, and then he'll be free to do all the other things. If I have strength left in me, and I have time left during the day, then I can invest it for others.
He writes that the work of the Creator and keeping the commandments are only for Lishma.
Yes.
And what every commandment, you can do it for Lishma or Lo Lishma, it depends what the reward will be.
Yes.
I wanted to ask about the love of friends. What is the love of friends? Lishma. What is the love of friends in Lo Lishma? In our work in the tent, practically.
In practice, in our work, love of friends may be that I care to have a strong society that is connected and exists correctly and in a good way to maintain itself, to protect itself. and the connection between them, for it to really be lishma, that's for the sake of the connection to the Creator, to aid the Creator, to bring the world to correction.
So that means that in, because like you said in the beginning, also in a corporeal group, they have a goal, they want their group to be successful, connected.
Yes.
So the addition of Lishma, that in everything we do, the Creator will be there. The
yes.
goal to reach revelation of the Creator is in the ten. Is that a goal of Lishma or also
yes.
Lo Lishma?
No, it's Lishma. Because only in
could you elaborate on the spiritual root of the need to supply a person's base necessities and not to fall on society?
It's a must for each and everyone, because otherwise he's using society for his own needs. That's why this is certainly wrong. In the first degree.
And if I invest myself in dissemination, and
these are different kind of calculations. You may do that only under the condition that you don't put drop yourself on others.
So where's the limit? Because my necessities is...
No. Don't pose here. You have to make sure that you are not in need of anything, and then you can invest yourself in, how to say it, connection and help to others.
And if I'm not successful in getting my necessities straight, and I have to stop studying until I get my necessities
yes.
straight.
Yes, even if you stop your study and stop everything, organize your necessities and then return to the work in the ten.
Is there a value for working in the ten if my necessities aren't straight now?
That's really wrong. Because ultimately, what could happen? Niv, did you understand? What is he asking?
He's telling us about a friend that from his studies, he feels his heart is open, so he's doing charity actions and giving out food to people in need. So he's asking how the Ten can delicately direct them towards the right spiritual discernments.
Oh, that's a whole teaching. I don't know how to explain this in one sentence. We've had many such situations, and it's difficult sometimes to explain to a person that what the Torah requires is, first of all, to correct himself. And then, out of his correction, he'll understand what approach to take in order to help others. So that help for others.
So, friends, it's written that the rest of the time he has to work for the public to save the oppressed and so on.
Yes.
And you said that if we get a certain fund, it's big trouble. What do you mean?
That are we ready? Will we be able to use such a fund in the right way?
What does it depend on?
It depends on the extent of our correction.
What do we need to do in order to be worthy of such a great thing?
First of all, to correct ourselves, which we have not yet practically done between us. And then we'll see.
Do you think we're close to something like that?
No. I hope the Creator won't let us fall into such things. But it will. If.
Next paragraph.
Yes.
Serving people according to the commandment of the Creator. There are two advantages in this mitzvah. One, each one will understand that he is working because this work is approved and agreeable to all the people in the world. Two, this mitzvah may better qualify him to observe Torah and mitzvot lishma. Since the preparation is part of the goal. This is so because by accustoming oneself to serving people, one benefits others and not himself. Thus, one gradually becomes fit to observe the mitzvot of the Creator under the required condition, to benefit the Creator and not himself. Naturally, the intention should be to observe the mitzvot of the Creator. Next title, the part of the Torah concerning relations between man and man. There are two parts to the Torah. One concerns man and the Creator. The other concerns man and man. And I call upon you at any rate to engage and assume that which concerns man and man. For by this you will also learn the part that concerns man and the Creator.
Okay. No questions about this. Okay, yes, next.
Title, Speech, Thought, and Action. Work of any kind should include thought, speech, and action. We have already explained the practical part of the one mitzvah. One should agree to dedicate all of one's free time to benefit the people in the world. The aspect of thought is more imperative in this mitzvah than in the mitzvot relating to man and the Creator. Since in mitzvot between man and the Creator, the act itself testifies that the intention is to benefit one's maker, as there is no other room for such an action but him. Yet, with what concerns man and man, they are justified in and of themselves, since human conscience necessitates them. However, if one performs them from this perspective, he has not done a thing. In other words, these actions will not bring him closer to the Creator and to actual work, lishma. Thus, each person should think that he is doing all this only to bring contentment to his maker and to resemble his ways. As he is merciful, so I am merciful. And as he always imparts good, so do I. This image, coupled with good deeds, will bring him closer to the Creator in any way that will equalize his form with spirituality and with holiness. And he will become like a seal, fit to receive the true higher abundance. The speech refers to the prayer in the mouth during the work and in fixed times. For the Creator to turn one's heart from reception to bestow. Also, it is contemplating the Torah and the matters that promote.
Hello, we're reading in the document about the 15th of Av, the Day of Love. We'll continue with the excerpt number 16 with the four attributes of love. Excerpt number 16. Bala Sulam writes, when we observe the attributes of love between man and man, we find four measures of love, one atop the other, meaning two that are four. The first is conditional love. It means that because of the great goodness, pleasure, and benefit that one receives from one's friend, his soul clings to him with wondrous love. There are two measures in this. The first measure is that before they met and began to love one another, they did harm to one another. However, now they do not want to remember it, for love will cover all crimes. The second measure is that they have always done good and helped one another, and there is no trace of harm or detriment between them. The second is unconditional love. It means that one knows the virtue of one's friend to be sublime beyond any imaginable measure. Because of this, his soul clings to him with immeasurable love. Here too, there are two measures. The first measure is before one knows every conduct and deed of one's friend with others. At that time, this love is considered less than absolute love. This is because one's friend has dealings with others, and on the surface, he seems to be harming others out of negligence. In this manner, if the lover saw them, the merit of his friend would be entirely blemished, and the love between them would be corrupted. Yet, since he has not seen these dealings, his love is still whole, great, and truly wonderful. The second attribute of unconditional love is the fourth attribute of love in general, which also comes from knowing the merit of his friend. Yet, in addition, now he knows all his dealings and conducts with every person, none missing. He has checked and found that not only is there no trace of a flaw in them, but his goodness is greater than anything imaginable. Now it is eternal and complete love. Note that these four attributes of love between man and man also apply between man and the Creator.
תודה רב.
What is negligence in love of friends?
Negligence in love of friends?
Yes.
Negligence? I don't know. What? That you don't give all your forces. That are available to you to come closer to the friends through over.
Rav Bala Sulam speaks here about the business and conduct of a person. Sometimes he doesn't know his conducts and sometimes he does know. What is he talking about here? When a Kabbalist corrects himself, he sees only positive qualities in others, only good?
No.
So he sees the others transparent, both the good and the bad, and he can choose to see only.
He sees the actions of the Creator upon man.
What does that mean?
He doesn't see the person himself, but he sees a result of the actions of the Creator on some person.
He sees the cause, and then he sees why it's for. When I see a friend doing good to others, how does that help me love him?
Cause you to love him?
Yes.
Well,
the unconditional love. How is it that when I see someone doing good to others, I love him? What do I love in it?
You love his actions.
Why?
His approach to creation, that by this he wants to resemble the Creator.
This is what I love in him.
Yes, that he continues the actions of the Creator in creation.
So how can I make this transition from seeing the friend not so successful in doing that, and he actually is doing the opposite, and to see that he is helping everyone, doing good actions to everyone.
Again,
how do I turn my approach the other way around? Instead of seeing the friend doing bad to others.
That's what you believe.
Yes.
Okay.
To see that he is actually doing everything for others. How do I switch my approach?
You switch your approach with the help of the friends. You just come closer to them, and then you discover that they are all, to the extent that you come closer to them, as much as they, are in a tendency towards one another.
That's to the extent that I come closer to them. The more I come close. Thank you, Rav. About unconditional love. Why, when one gets to know the merit of the friends and that's why he loves him, why is that not unconditional love?
Because it's based on on the actions that his friend is doing.
Doesn't it depend on seeing him great, that he has merit, isn't it?
The fact that he's great and he has merits, it doesn't mean that he depends on it. No.
Meaning because he personally doesn't get from his merits anything?
That's clear that it's like that.
If I may, Rav, there is a stage between the unconditional love that he doesn't yet know his dealings with others, that's why he still loves him. And then he already knows it. He's scrutinized and all his dealings are good. Between these two states, is there a state that he does see the actions and he thinks they're wrong? And then his love decreases and only then he scrutinizes?
It could be that there's sense in the sense here.
Woman Moscow free.
Women Moscow free. Not Moscow. Men Moscow 3.
Да, Раф, здрасте. Вопрос такой. Четыре стадии развития любви снизу вверх. Как они происходят? Как любовь к товарищам превращается в любовь к Творцу? Это происходит.
These four attributes of love from above downwards. How does love of friends turn into be love of the Creator? Does it happen in every degree, or does it only happen aftermath?
He learns upon himself the measures of love, and then afterwards he discovers the Creator and can recognize in what measures of love the Creator is in. That's God, from the love of man.